Corona and the stock market and pretty much everything. There's nothing new under the sun. The system resets every day, every moment, every hour, every week, every month, every year, every 10 years, every 100 years, every 1,000 years. The system has to reset. It's a death resurrection system. It's based on the blood of his cross before the foundation of the world. So the foundation of the world had to have something as a pattern, right? When you're going to build a universe, you have to have a pattern to follow, right? And so when God built the universe, he built it through Jesus. By all things exist by Jesus. By him, all things exist. So the universe had to exist based on the blood of his cross. And what happened at the cross? Death and resurrection. What happens when you eat food? The food dies, you cut it into pieces, you turn it over in your mouth, you cut it into pieces, it goes down in your stomach, breaks into more parts, and then it becomes a part of you, a union, and then you can walk around and flow. You cut the food, you turn the food, it becomes a part of you, then you flow. So the same with Jesus. He has to cut you with the word. He is the word, but he has to cut you with his word. You have to turn it over in your mind before you get a conception, a birthing, a new birth. And then, once you get the new birth, that means you're in union with Christ. And then you can flow in the spirit walk. That's what's happening. Cut, turn, union, flow. Corona. Separating the sheep from the goat. Separating those who have faith and those who don't. It's a test. Yeah, but it's a man-made virus. Well, even if it is man-made, God allowed it. It's a 100-year cycle, right? So they tried other stuff, right? They tried the... Bill Gates tried some other stuff. But this is the one that went... This is the one that went worldwide, right? The last one was in 1918. Lasted a year and a half. This one's probably going to last a year and a half. You see the famine in Egypt. They had a famine in Egypt. It was prophesied. They knew. There's nothing new. It's all a repeat. So we're going to go through a cycle of death and birthing. Businesses will die, new ones will birth. Every time we have a death, it bursts into something bigger, you know. So the woman goes through the pain, the childbearing pain, and then the baby pops out. And everybody's happy. They forgot about the pain. They're happy because it's a new birth. Birthing, recycle, repeat the same story, the blood of his cross. There has to be sacrifice for a resurrection. You go to sleep every night. Sleep is a type and shadow of death. You rise up in the morning. You go to sleep, you die. You rise up in the morning, you're mourning because you died. When somebody dies, they go through mourning, right? And then in the afternoon, after the morning time, afternoon, I haven't looked that word up yet. You go through the process over and over again. It's the same cycle repeat. Nothing new. Music, same stuff, recycling. Movies, same movies. They actually have gotten to the point where movies have gone pretty much ridiculous now. They're all the same. There's no news. There's nothing new. When I saw Wonder Woman, repeating. I saw that movie about the airplane, the guy, Top Gun, repeating. When I saw these big movies starting to repeat from 20 years ago or whatever it was, I said, wait a minute, we're going back in time. Actually, about a month ago, I started seeing people show up from a year ago, from 2 years ago, from 5 years ago, from 10 years. I started seeing people just show back up. The system's resetting. And then as I started seeing it, it was like a day, a week, a month, a year. And then the movie's repeating. And then the Spanish flu, 1918, 100 years. And so the next repeat is 1,000 years, right? There's going to be a new age. There's going to be a rapture. Then there's going to be a tribulation. And then there's going to be a millennium. Now the new age people, they say, oh, there's going to be 1,000 years of peace. The age of Aquarius, that's what they're claiming. But Jesus has to rule with a rod of iron, because the flesh is nothing but sin. He has to rule with a rod of iron. He has to. So you actually see the system being set up. And those who don't bring an offering once a year back to give the honor and the glory to the King of Kings, that's not going to rain on their land. Jesus is a Savior. He's always been a Savior. He's the King of Kings, but He's also a Savior. So He's going to, let's say one nation says, well, I don't need Jesus. We're not going to give Him 10%. Now I'm talking about after the church age, right? So it goes back to the economy of Israel, right? We're not going to give Him 10% of our stuff. So then it's not going to rain on their land. The Bible says that. So God is a God of redemption. He doesn't want anybody to perish. He doesn't want anybody to burn in hell. That's why he split space-time, the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. Because He's trying to birth in some born-again souls, right? He's trying to birth in some copies of Himself, actually. And that's what you do when you go, when you marry a woman. You have sex with the woman, you make a copy of yourself. She's like the Mother Earth, the birth, the Turing machine. So the baby comes out, pops out, looks like the mama and the daddy, right? It's a copy. It's a copy machine. Circle K. I just passed a sign, Circle K. K is worship. Circle K, it's surrounding or about worship. Circle K, it's about worship. Going about, around and about, right? Worship service, Circle K. That's what this place is. It's a worship service. And so those who don't want to give honor and glory to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, it's not going to rain on their land. I tried to decode Circle K about 5 years ago. I couldn't do it. I just decoded it, because what I saw with the code is it's a worship service. Every moment is the same. There's really no such time, no such thing as time in this, from the spirit mind. The spirit mind doesn't see time. The flesh mind is nothing but time. The spirit mind says all things are the same. Every moment is the same. If there's nothing new under the sun, that means there's nothing new moment by moment. It's all a worship service. Because the letter K goes back to your hands lifted up in worship. Circle K. It all revolves around worship of God the Creator. Now, he's not like a dictator, which you'd see in North Korea or Nebuchadnezzar, where they thought they were prideful, right? Because you saw when Jesus came down here, when you see Jesus, the Bible says when you see Jesus, you see the image of the Godhead bodily. So when Jesus came down here, you didn't see a prideful God. You saw a humble God who was washing feet, who went to the cross for you, who died for you. You saw a God that was sacrificing and went to the cross and washed feet. But he didn't play games. He didn't let the boundary. He didn't, he had boundaries. And one lady says, came to him. He said, "What do I have to do with you, woman? I came to the household of Israel." He said, "Yeah, but don't the dogs eat the crumbs off the table?" And he says, "Go away, you're whole, or your child is whole," or whoever it was. "Your faith has made you whole," or something like that. God is not a God of pride. God is a God of humility. But he is King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He has the right to be in pride because he's the creator of all things. And this machine is separating the sheep from the goat. That's what's happening. And I just passed the headquarters of the trucks, MACK. That's the truck. It's a plowing machine. It's going to separate the sheep from the goat. It's not playing games. The machine is not playing games. Gonna break you. The machine will humble you that you do worship God. The machine will break you. If you think you're your own God, you're gonna be broken one way or the other. It might be on your deathbed, but you're gonna be broken. You might be able to manipulate the 3D hologram, but that don't mean you're God, because you're only using what God already created. You're using God's creation. That doesn't mean you're God. And that's what was wrong with the devil. See, he wanted to be God, right? He thought because he could solve all mysteries and he could... The King of Tyre, the Prince of Tyre, the King of Tyre, the Prince of Tares, the King of the Flesh, the Prince of Tyre, the Reptilian King, Reptilian Shapeshifter King. Because he thought he could solve all mysteries, he got into pride, right? But God had to shut him down. Six things the Lord doth hate, but the seventh is an abomination. And the seventh one is what? Pride. It's abomination. Pride of man. And we all have to struggle with it at times. It's not fun. God will knock you down. And the reason is, he showed you an example. Jesus came down here, the image of the Godhead bodily, to show you how to walk, how to live, to swallow your pride, to become a servant. Every breath is just one breath away from meeting the Savior. That's a fact.